In this bulletin, hundreds of Australians from the Diamond Princess are coming home. Jetstar cancels flights as ground staff and baggage handlers go on strike. And in sport, the AFL releases players' payment figures. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Hundreds of Australians on board the Diamond Princess off the coast of Japan are preparing for the journey home. Close to 200 Australians on the cruise liner will be evacuated on a Qantas flight today. They'll be sent to a former workers' site near Darwin, where they'll begin a two-week isolation period to prevent the potential spread of COVID-19. Passengers will be tested five times prior to settling down at the facility in Howard Springs. It comes as an additional 88 people have tested positive for the virus. In New South Wales, a man has died after being struck by a gas bottle during wild storms in Sydney. The 37-year-old was walking in the rocks opposite the Opera House shortly before midnight when the gas bottle became airborne. Witnesses took him to a hotel close by where his condition worsened. Detective Inspector David El-Badawi says police performed CPR and the man was rushed to St Vincent's Hospital but died from his injuries.
It's a freak incident. I think it was a massive storm last night, hit the city. It was very windy, heavy rain. We just need to know what's happened to this fellow, where the bottles come from.
Independent MP Andrew Wilkie and Queensland Nationals MP George Christensen have visited the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in prison in Britain. The 48-year-old is serving a 50-week sentence at Belmarsh Prison near London for evading bail. Next week, he's facing an extradition hearing to the United States where he faces 18 charges, including conspiring to hack government computers and undermining espionage law. If convicted, he faces close to 175 years in a US federal prison. Responding to reporters, Mr. Christensen says Assange was not doing well.
It was the kind of state you'd expect from a man who's been absolutely and utterly isolated and who just does not know what is going on. He, it was clear to us that his mental state isn't good. It was clear to us that his health isn't good. And when I asked him, "How are you doing?" I said, "I don't mean to be flippant, but how are you doing?" And his words were immediately not good.
A judge in Jerusalem's district court has chosen to permit private psychiatrists to testify in defence of alleged paedophile Melka Leifer that she's mentally unfit for trial. Australian authorities have been trying to extradite Ms. Leifer since 2014 to stand trial on 74 counts of sexual abuse and rape against students at a school in Melbourne where she was the principal. Ms. Leifer's legal team will be able to introduce new witnesses to rebut the medical opinion of a panel of experts that claims the 63-year-old is fit to stand trial. Hundreds of Jetstar workers were on strike today over an industrial dispute. Close to 48 domestic flights have been cancelled as ground staff and baggage handlers walk off the job for 24 hours. The Transport Workers Union is calling for a guaranteed 12-hour break between shifts, increased rest breaks, annual wage rises of 4%, and a guaranteed 30-hour work week. Strikes are taking place across airports in Melbourne, Sydney, Cairns, Adelaide, Brisbane and Avalon. In South Australia, Australia's Space Agency headquarters has officially opened in the centre of Adelaide. The Space Agency has been in talks with a range of countries in Europe and NASA for the last 18 months about opportunities to work together. Prime Minister Scott Morrison wants the country to secure a bigger portion of the global space economy, estimated to be worth close to $1 trillion by 2040. Mr. Morrison says jobs are at the centre of the Space Agency.
But at the end of the day, as exciting as space is, it's about the jobs in space that really matters. The jobs that are actually going to be generated, that are going to boost the livelihoods and the incomes of Australians, whether here in South Australia or elsewhere right across the country.
In sport, figures released by the AFL show that two players earned more than $1.2 million last year, with a total of 9 superstars making at least 7 figures. Brownlow medalists Nat Fyfe and Dustin Martin are among those to earn more than $1 million, as is Sydney forward Lance Franklin. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, a possible shower or storm, 33. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 23. Melbourne, showers easing, 20. Hobart, much the same, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 24. Wollongong, sunny and 26. Sydney, similar conditions, 29. Newcastle, an early shower or two, 31. Brisbane, possible showers or storm, 34. Cairns, showers and 31 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 34. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.